This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong. I'm Elaine, your co-host. We have an exciting show for you today. We have an in-house guest, and we have a couple callers also that are going to share their wonderful stories with us. Before we get started, I want to kind of recap who was on our show last week. We had Judy from Escondido, a 60-year-old Caucasian female who had a stroke 5 years ago in 1999, lost all feeling on her left side. She was weak. She was numb. She had pain ever since. She also had low back pain, right knee pain. Then 3 years ago, she was also diagnosed with a low platelet count, and she had bone marrow biopsy, spleen scan, blood work done. The Mayo Clinic wanted to take out part of her spleen. After two treatments with Dr. Tong, she had no more left-sided pain. She doesn't even need to drink any wine or take a soma in the afternoon. She has no pain. She can now wear her shoes without having to tape her left foot to her shoe because of the numbness. Her platelets are also slowly coming up. We also had Karen with us who had chest pain.
Don't forget that she took neat glasses to read for 30 years.
Right. Well, she doesn't need her glasses as much. She said it's slowly improving. Oh, hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
I'm glad to welcome you. And then Karen had chest pain and shortness of breath. She came back after 2 months without any treatments. She overdid it, as a lot of patients do. They overdo it. They feel so good that they overdo it, and they feel they need to come back for a tune-up. She had one treatment. She's feeling like a new person again.
Yeah, just like Sherry. She comes back from Las Vegas because she was so busy now with her own business that she has stopped blocking the channels. And every time she comes back, she gets better when she comes back. Go back.
Today we have with us Mike from, you are from?
Idlewild.
So he
drove
a long ways today.
Yeah.
I think you have actually been on our show before once, right? You called in.
I've called in before.
And if I remember, said something about being able to see like a hawk or something.
Yeah,
I remember the exact
his eyesight is incredible. Yeah, yeah.
That's what Dr. Tong said,
Mike, why don't you kind of, so Mike, tell us what you do and give us a little history about before you came to see us.
Well, I'm a marketing and sales consultant, and I also do layout and design work. And I came to Dr. Tong with four main complaints. First one was a low back injury that I had. This, I believe, just involved soft tissue, probably muscle and and tendons.
Mm-hmm.
It was very painful, and had been so for a couple of months. Secondly, as you mentioned, I had problems with my eyes. I had always been perfect eyes my whole life, and
mm-hmm.
a few years ago that started to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long before I was having trouble seeing both near and far. My eyes were just becoming weak and dim.
Okay.
And that was progressive. Another one, this was probably the most serious one, I had an old hip injury where I had fallen on the ice one time up there in the mountains and landed right on the ball joint of the hip.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very painful, almost debilitating for probably a month or 6 weeks. Eventually, as it always does, it'll heal up. But years later, it came back as a chronic pain type of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that had become so bad that at times I was actually limping when I would walk around on a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I had some problems with digestion. I wasn't sure what they were, but after I would eat, I would have an uncomfortable feeling. In
bloating, maybe?
No, it wasn't even bloating. It
just
was just an uncomfortable general discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And then after an hour or so, that would go away and there'd be no other symptoms. Well, I came to Dr. Tong, I think it was last fall, was the beginning.
Get closer to the mic, yeah.
Of my visits. And I started out, I had only 3 sessions at that time. And later I came back for 1 other session.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that the back injury did get better right away. And I know you were saying earlier that people sometimes when they feel better, they overdo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very active, and I think I went ahead and
yes.
overdid it.
And ended up injuring myself at very minor injuries, additional injuries to the same area. And that is still troubling me quite a bit. And I think, again, it's because I'm overdoing.
Mm-hmm.
But now I resolved as of today. We'll get it corrected today, and then I'm not going to misbehave.
Okay, good.
He's here
yeah.
for a treatment.
I'm going to say, but it's nothing to do with the treatment. It's purely my activity level.
Right.
Now, the eyes were a different thing. I had always had, as I say, perfect eyes. At one point, in fact, I was tested at 20/15,
mm-hmm,
which is
very
quite a bit better than the average perfect eyes. It had always been that way. Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, I began to as I said before, my eyes were getting dim. I just had trouble
mm-hmm.
seeing. I used to be able to read those freeway exit signs, depending on the light, probably
mm-hmm.
125, 150 yards away without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was to the point now, I was probably within 30 or 40 yards before I could read them.
Mm-hmm.
It was very discouraging. Everybody in my family has glasses. I assumed that that's where I was headed, and I was just determined not to have that happen. Well, Dr. Tong gave me 2 treatments. And I remember after I was coming in that day for my 3rd treatment, and I noticed a dramatic improvement. I could see into the distance. In fact, I remember being in the office here, and I could read the license plates across the street from the
upper floor. That is, like, really good eyesight.
And to me, that was nothing before.
Mm-hmm.
But after my eyes went downhill, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember also looking down the street. I have very long blocks here in Costa Mesa, but it was probably at least 400, 500 feet away. I could see the individual spears on the palm fronds.
Right.
Wow.
And again, I always used to do that routinely,
mm-hmm.
but I hadn't had that in a long time.
That's amazing.
Now, since then, one of the things that I have done finally is I finally made the changes of diet. I did not take those
very
seriously
important.
As I should.
And exactly.
I realize Dr. Tong's wisdom in that area now. It's really
right.
It's like
I had to do it myself too. Okay.
We're all guilty of that.
Yeah, I know. Well, in the modern world, it's hard to stay straight.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
That. It's really difficult, especially when you travel like I do.
Mm-hmm.
He had said though the importance of that, and I now see that you know he can correct all of these things and make the body work right, but
mm-hmm.
if you keep chipping away at it every day
right.
with the bad food.
You
you're
undo
blocking
what
it.
He does.
Yeah, you're just blocking it again. I know that happened with my eyes. My distant vision is still is just about like it was before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened to your wife. She is the one who would not come.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she only has come to you for 1 visit.
Yes.
She's had
so
one
far,
treatment.
And
mm-hmm.
she had one very dramatic thing happen. She had a rather bad arm and shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just overstressing a muscle, very similar to what I did with my back, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You treated her for that. And
the main problem was her depression. She was not happy.
Yeah, she's just very drained down and in a very difficult state because of circumstances around her. And anyway, that seems to be somewhat better, but the arm pain completely went away by the next day.
After one treatment?
But her depression was so much better right after I treated her. But now you waited for too long.
Yes.
You know, yeah, you, every week she come right now, she'd be very happy.
It's her.
It was much better, and then slowly it decreases because, like 3-4 weeks now?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, okay?
Yeah, we've had some family circumstances and tragedy.
And you live 2 hours away.
Right, and her arm and shoulder, though, are no pain now?
No, what happened, this so often occurs, where you have an injury like this, you'll have one that hurt. No, that one's fine. It's still gone. But what happened was she discovered she had another pain, a much lesser pain that she didn't even feel because the first one was so bad. he got rid of the first one, but now it's time today to get rid of the second one. The most significant change that I've had, though, has been on my hip. I mentioned that injury. Mm-hmm. I was just limping a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Very, very difficult. I think this speaks so clearly to what Dr. Tong does. He can unblock these areas, and I think you'd be the first to admit, Dr. Tong, nothing you've ever done has ever cured or healed anybody. The body heals itself.
That's right. But I just helped it.
Well, you get the blocks out of the way.
That's right.
Well, when he said it.
When he treated the hip injury, mm-hmm. I think it was probably about a month later. I just noticed one day that the pain was still there, but it was definitely softer. It was less.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks later, it was a little better. Several months later, it was dramatically better.
And then
I would say it took between 5 and 6 months. That pain is completely gone. Mm-hmm. I never.
That means that you healed it after my initial help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you had to unblock it. So
right.
It could
otherwise, too tight.
Exactly. Yeah, it was too
so
tight.
If you have come back a couple more times, it will take 5 months.
It'll be faster.
It will take 2 weeks.
No kidding.
And then
another one is real interesting, and this again is it speaks the difference between this and the AMA medical. When I have a sister-in-law who is she's an RN,
mm-hmm.
Very good with the detail and very good with diagnosis. I told her about this digestion thing, and she said, "Well, tell me a little more about mm-hmm. that." And I began to tell her greater detail than I told you of the symptoms, and she said, "Well, that's acid reflux disease." that went away completely after mm-hmm. the first session.
I'll strengthen it today, okay?
Yeah. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Mike with us on the line. He's only had a few treatments with us, right?
Three.
Four treatments.
Four.
Hip pain, eyesight, back injury, much better. He's healing himself.
Gastric,
he's changing
his
diet.
Digestive problem.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions, give us a call toll-free at 866-870-5752. Our next guest is Carla from Thousand Oaks. Hello, Carla.
Hi,
Carla.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing much better, Dr. Tong.
Are you the nurse?
I am. I'm the nurse that came in.
Oh, okay. You are the one who had to go to the hospital a couple of times a month?
That's right.
You're not working, but as a patient, right?
It wasn't working.
Yeah, okay. So,
Carla, give us a little history of your present illness.
Well, I came to see Dr. Tong for three different problems. Mm-hmm. One was a shoulder problem where I had pain in my shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and I had pain in one of my legs, and I had some abdominal pain. And the shoulder and the hip pain I've had for a couple months,
mm-hmm.
and I went in and got one treatment and feel incredibly better.
Mm-hmm.
But how about your abdominal pain, your main problem? You have so many umpteen number of surgeries.
That's true. And it's better. It's not, completely gone, but I would say it's probably 20% better. But the shoulder and the leg pain are completely gone in one treatment.
One treatment.
Actually, after the treatment, your abdominal pain was completely gone too.
But it was.
Yeah, but now because it has been so long and you have so many surgery to remove scar tissues. And that's a fallacy. No, surgery creates scar tissues. So I used to be an anesthesiologist, and I do all this exploratory laparotomy
mm-hmm.
to get rid of scar tissues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the surgery itself creates scar tissues.
So it's
right.
just,
it's
so
a,
just
a
vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very vicious.
And you said that you had to be admitted to the hospital because you have so much pain, a couple times a month.
That's true.
And how long have you been needing that?
For probably 2 years.
Okay, I can tell you from this point on, you won't. You will not need to go to the hospital unless you stop coming. You know, you come once a week, okay, you will not have this severe acute painful episode that you need to be in the hospital.
Now, she's only had one treatment, mind
yes.
you. So your abdominal pain will definitely get better.
When is next appointment?
I think next week, right?
Next week, yes.
Okay.
Did you have an appointment this past week?
She had one.
Yes,
one
okay,
had
okay.
her first treatment.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah.
It was my first treatment.
That is amazing. And your shoulder pain and leg pain are completely gone? They haven't come?
Completely gone.
Yes.
And did you have to take medication for that in the past?
No. Well, I was taking, you know, Motrin and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
For it, but,
did that help?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. And I had the best night's sleep I've had in months after I saw him.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
And the next time, your abdominal pain will be so much better. Okay, second time around, just don't wait too long. Make sure you make the next week's appointment.
And don't
yeah.
overdo it.
Don't
no,
overdo
it,
yeah.
I'm not overdoing it. I'm taking it very easy because Dr. Tong told me that, you know, you'll start feeling better and then you'll push it.
Yeah,
I
most people do that.
I don't want to end
up sick again. Yes, right.
Carla, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
I'll see you next week, Dr.
Yes.
Tong.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions now, call us toll-free at 866-870-5752. Okay, our next guest is Carol from Long Beach. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome
Hi.
To our show. Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so enthusiastic about your work, and I've been there twice, and I didn't have really what I call anything very serious, but I did have a lot of problems with digestion and
mm-hmm.
lack of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel great. I'm not so bloated and uncomfortable after eating.
Why don't you start? A couple years ago, you had a heart attack, right?
A slight heart attack, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so what did the doctors do for you?
Well, just I had a stent and then the usual of a lot of medication,
mm-hmm.
which I just felt like it wasn't right for me to be on. I didn't want to take those things, so I got myself off most of them and then...
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all a band-aid treatment. You're not treating the real problem, but rather than just covering the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a stent, okay? Uh-huh. If your arteries are dirty, all the capillary in the whole body are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just focus on the heart only. Mm-hmm. Everything
just
else is not
artery.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. Yeah.
So then you also had this digestive kind of a chest pain, discomfort, right?
Right, uh-huh.
And fatigue. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is listening now, Carol, Carol, you had a very high stress job, right, and a very stressful life too. A lot of emotional things that happened to you, right?
Uh-huh.
How are you feeling now emotionally?
I feel just better, a lot better, more a sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is something that most people do not expect.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Judy. She first came, she never told me anything about it. She was depressed, suicidal. She never said that because she did not know that we can treat a patient that way.
Mm-hmm.
But my treatment helped the body to heal and treat the whole person. So after you treat it, any symptom you did not tell me gets better too.
Mm-hmm.
Just that your all I treat is the emotional channels.
Right.
I dump your emotional trash.
Uh-huh.
Most people hold so much within themselves, and they become trash and cause physical symptoms.
How many treatments did you have, Carol?
I've had two, and I'll have another one next week, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She really takes care of herself, though. This is one pretty lady.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm. Carol.
Well, thank you so much. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for joining us, Carol.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Our lines are open. If you have any questions right now, you can call us and ask us. The number to call toll-free is 866-870-5752. Again, 866-870-5752. So...
Okay, if there's no callers, I want to talk about this stem cell proposal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stem cell does not cure. Cure means that you restore the body's function. You do not interfere with the body's function. So with all the expenses we do, killing embryos, this is not worth it, okay? Let's say you provide some stem cell, and then you produce and end up with some target cell. This target cell will die.
Mm-hmm.
Every single cell in the body are being turned over, slough off, skin cell, bone cell. The longest acting cell is bone cells and nerve cell, maybe 6-7 years. Okay, they die, they got to be replaced. Okay, the way to treat it is to find out why the body are not producing the cell that you want. If that mechanism is not corrected, you don't get a cure. So basically, no cure. No cure for Alzheimer's, no cure for Parkinson's. Don't listen to the outside. I cure them. That's why I know. Okay.
You give them back the energy for them.
That's right. I connect the mind back to the body. Mm-hmm. The mind and spirit is what keep you healthy, is what making you work. Whenever the mind and body are blocked from the mind and spirit are blocked from the body, you lose that function.
Right.
Okay. So
to
cure
heal yourself.
You cure that problem, you restore the mind body connection.
Mm-hmm.
Not with stem cell. The reason why stem cell work is because the energy around them.
Mm-hmm.
If you get stem cell from a dead person, from a dead corpse for a long time, it will not work. You transplant stem cell in a dead person, in something do not have a soul anymore, it doesn't work. Okay? So the whole key had to do with this chi.
It's life.
So all the people do not know, you know, just because you are the former president's son or somebody, they don't know any anymore. The whole medical profession do not know. The whole Western medical profession do not know because they do not know that a human is a spirit. Why are you curing yourself? Why you can't keep healthy? It's because your spirit is entering your body. As long as the medical doctor, the researcher, do not know this, they will never be able to cure. So all we are ending up doing is just spending so much time killing many, many, many embryos.
Well, that's like the ethical issue.
Unethical, okay. Yeah. And since we have a little time, let's talk about when do life begin.
Mm-hmm.
Life begin at the moment of at the moment of conception. Just like when somebody started a business, all he has is a PC. Now that business is viable, okay? And it's later on you got more products, whole room full, and you get to the garage, okay? You still have we got a caller. Let's get a caller.
Okay, let's get Francis on the line. Francis?
Hi.
Hi, welcome Francis. To our show. You have a question for us?
Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
Yes.
Ran into your show on the radio, and
right.
You're talking about procedures. What is the procedures? Because I have aches and pains, and I want to know a little bit more about what you do.
Okay, I don't need to know what kind of aches and pain I can cure all your aches and pain. Basically, my procedure is a very, very dramatically effective acupuncture treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture is 2 weeks. What happened with your symptom is because your mind is not going into your body due to emotional stress, eating the wrong kind of food. Acupuncture and herbs clear those blockages and make the emotion, make your mind, make the energy go to the body, and the energy open up circulation.
But the procedure he uses is stronger than acupuncture. What he does is he injects mild anesthetic, a very diluted...
Is this prolotherapy?
No, it's...
It's similar to prolotherapy, but prolotherapy doesn't cure you.
Mm-hmm.
Prolotherapy work is only because they accidentally inject into the acupuncture point.
It's nerve block injection.
Everything works through the energy system.
The meridians.
Okay, you can call it prolotherapy.
It doesn't matter what you do, it's where... You have to know where to inject it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They accidentally hit the right spot, but they don't know they are doing acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger point injection is injecting acupuncture points. So all these Western MDs, they are doing acupuncture without knowing the knowledge. That's why they cannot create the same result I do. In order for you to really learn that, go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and you can see a list of stuff from Alzheimer, allergy, high blood pressure, migraine headache, low back pain, all can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of cases.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
Thanks.
Right.
Check out our website. Do you have?
I beg your pardon?
Check out our website.
I will.
DrTong.com. Okay?
DrTong.com.
Thanks for calling in. I hope you enjoyed our show today. We're running out of time. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 o'clock. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, DrTong.com. That's DrTong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.